SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
The media people, the academic elites and probably the business people, they'll think there's no democracy in China, dictatorship, authoritarian, and so on and so forth.
From SBS Examines, I'm Olivia Diorio. SBS Examines is here to dispel misinformation and disinformation impacting social cohesion. Last week, we asked why satisfaction in democracy has declined in Australia. In this episode, we're looking at two very different administrations, China and the USA, to understand how perceptions of democracy differ around the world. Mobo Gao doesn't watch the news anymore. He doesn't trust it.
They are too biased. I read and listen to what the outside people say about China, and lots of them are very insightful, but lots of them are actually wide off the mark. Lots of commentators in Australian media, they have never touched a feet on China. They think they know China.
Professor Gao is an expert on Chinese studies at the University of Adelaide. He also grew up in a village in the east of the People's Republic of China. I'm speaking with him because I want to know what the Chinese mean by democracy and how they understand it. Because, according to the Alliance of Democracies Foundation, 83% of people from mainland China believe that they do live in a democracy.
The Chinese would argue that there is what is called substantive democracy or consultative democracy.
When it comes to consultative democracy, Professor Gao says that despite the Communist Party of China being the ruling party, there are still other minority parties.
These parties were not allowed to compete in formal democracy, but they have been playing a role in making decisions and making feedbacks to the policymakers at the top. Some people might say this is a formality and the Communist Party would do whatever they want. Theoretically, it is true, and sometimes that's what they did. But very often they do listen to them and they have feedbacks. So that's one way of saying it. It is a democracy in terms of consultation.
As for substantive democracy, Professor Gao talks about the People's Congress, which is elected at every level.
So all the laws, for instance, regulations, the Communist Party policymakers can make them, but it has to be passed by the People's Congress. But then, of course, you would say, oh, you have to pass, otherwise you'll be punished. In a sense, it is true. But on the other hand, it's a formality and it does work sometimes.
He believes there's a difference between liberty and democracy.
Personal liberty. I like that. I enjoy that. That's why I like staying in a country like Australia, because it does protect personal liberty. But that does not mean it is the same as democracy.
Professor Gao is saying there are elements of democracy in China which work, and that shouldn't be ignored by other countries.
We can't accept China to copy the Western style of democracy. China is a very complex society. In Australia, look, it's 27 million people. That's smaller than the people in Shanghai alone. And it's easier to run a small place. And if you have a kind of Western style democracy, China might disintegrate.
Democracy in action within a country isn't black or white. And that's with every democratic country, including Australia and the United States.
So there's a really good long-running by now survey by the Economic Intelligence Unit, which now calls the United States a flawed democracy, ranking far below countries that it would most likely look at as its equals.
That's Marcus Wagner. He's a professor of law at the University of Wollongong.
The difference in the US is that the political culture with its polarization has led to such deep divisions that trust is no longer in place to the extent that I would think it's necessary to call the US a healthy democracy.
Professor Wagner says the US is facing constitutional backsliding.
So understandings of what a politician should or should not do, undermining long-held beliefs that then engender trust in the constitutional system in the US. that really erodes the foundational pillars of democracy.
He says this is impacting how Americans perceive democracy.
Today you see this in the House Freedom Caucus, the MAGA movement, and all of this sort of goes towards a deep partisan divide, conflicts over racism, immigration, socioeconomic inequalities are growing, the erosion of voting rights, and then the questions over reproductive health, the rights of LGBTQI plus people, school curricula even, the banning of library books, and all of that contributes to that. And at this point in time, even compared to the last 15 or 30 years, we see a very low level of trust in U.S. democratic institutions.
But how does Professor Wagner's academic perspective on U.S. democracy contrast with how everyday Americans see it?
I do think that a very large majority of people in the U.S. are still proud of a version of the history that they like to tell themselves. The U.S. story has been rather glorious, and there's, over the last decades, raised questions about some of these elements. And then that then goes towards the sort of erosion of deeply held narratives that might not make the country look as heroic as it once might have looked to lots of people.
With a record number of people heading to the polls around the world this year, perceptions of democracy will continue to shift. To find out more about mis and disinformation, visit sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.